Hello and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. This is episode 45.
Yes, welcome back, guys. Can you believe it? Episode 45. We are churning through the episodes and we've got a really nice topic for you today. We're talking all about intuition, why you need to make it your best friend, why it's the most powerful thing about you, and why you should be living led by your intuition. And I think this topic just leads on so nicely from the last episode that me and Abby did together, which was all about meditation. And that's meditation is a big gateway into accessing your intuition and hearing the whispers and the messages from it and acting on it. So yeah, we've got a huge page of notes. Like, I've never felt so channeled to do an episode before in my life.
Yeah, you can really tell this one is coming from the soul. I'm so excited to speak about it. I think it's really special as well because our intuition is what brought us here doing this podcast. And then whoever's listening now, your intuition brought you to listening to this podcast. So it is a huge thing that runs our life. So actually learning how to master it and listen to it is one of the most beautiful things you could ever do.
It really is. And before we get into the juicy topic, we're just going to read our Apple Podcast review of the week. So this review is from Mimi Seth, the most uplifting, rewarding podcast ever. Literally so grateful to have found this podcast. Grace and Abby are the most amazing hosts and have really opened my eyes into the power of manifestation and how the law of attraction can uplift our lives for the better. I found this podcast at the best possible time and it helped me to have a much more positive outlook on my life and the year of 2020. I couldn't recommend it more. It's such a feel-good girls podcast too. Thank you.
Oh, that is literally so sweet.
Thank you very much, Mimi Seth. We know exactly who you are because you are now in our group chat on Instagram, Finders Group Chat. If you want to be in it, guys, you can. This group chat got made after our webinar, and oh my god, it literally gives me life. The girls in it are absolutely insane. They're so nice. It's like just this group of the most supportive, kind-hearted, amazing people. So yeah, if you want to join, you can join. Just message us on Instagram. On the topic of webinars, we are actually going to do another one soon. We're just trying to figure it out because we want to be together when we do it. And obviously, lockdown, we're not actually allowed to be together right now. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast so that you know when the next one's coming, because I know that some of you that didn't come last time, you want to come to the next one. And some of you that did come, you are waiting for us to announce the next one. So it's coming. We're brewing it up. We're thinking about it. We're just trying to work out logistics of it, but it's going to come.
Yeah, I'm literally so excited. Whenever I think about the next webinar, I get buzzing. So we need Corona just to die down a bit more. And then, yeah, we're ready. Okay, listen up, guys, because we have a brand new sponsor, which we are really, really happy to introduce you to. So we are now partnered with Skillshare. You know us, we're always talking about the power of educating yourself, learning new things, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone every single day. So we are so excited to bring this platform to you.
Yes, Skillshare is an online learning community with meaning. Their aim is to deliver effective courses which are super accessible and easy to use. They offer a range of creative courses like graphic design, photography, art, as well as also offering more businessy kind of courses like business analytics, entrepreneurship, marketing. There is something on there for everyone, and we are both currently making our way through the courses and absolutely loving them because they are amazing.
Yes, we are always saying that knowledge is power, and investing in yourself is one of the most valuable things you will ever do. So the courses on there are incredible. There's 27,000 courses that you will have access to. So I started one on neuroscience yesterday and I was like, wow, like, you know how much we are obsessed with that at the minute. Literally anything you can think of, there is a course for that. And the best part is Skillshare are giving our listeners a 2-week free trial where you can go out and test all the courses. And then after that, it's only £14 a month and you can cancel at any time. So even if you do the trial and you think, actually, I don't want to go ahead with it, you can actually cancel before you're charged.
Yes, the best thing about Skillshare is that the courses aren't super long. So you don't need to literally give up loads of your time to learn something new. Some of the courses are literally just like an hour or 2 hours long. Like, think about how many classes you could complete in only 2 weeks on your trial. So you can literally learn so much. It's like a no-brainer, really. I literally can't wait to do more courses. So if you want to make the most of your time in lockdown and learn a new range of skills, start a new hobby, or study to how to grow your own business without the heavy price tag, then head to skillshare.eqcm.net/findingyourfeet. The link is in the show notes, because I know that was a little bit of a mouthful of a link, but the link's in the show notes. You can just easily go in there and get started and start your 2 week free trial and get learning.
Yeah, and if you go and start, let us know what courses you're doing. We're so intrigued. I'm literally buzzing over this. Okay, so as we said today, we're going to be talking all about the intuition. We're going to be basically explaining our own journeys with our intuition, why it's so important to connect with it, and how you can connect with it, because obviously that's what we all want to know. But we're actually going to begin with some crazy facts on neuroscience, as always, because you know we love a bit of that. But, you know, last episode we mentioned Dr. Tara Swart's book, The Source, which is incredible. She's a neuroscientist and she basically talks about the law of attraction, but with a science background, which I think is really fascinating. If sometimes you struggle to get your head around things, I would definitely tell you to go and read that book. But in her introduction, literally the opening thing, and she knows what she's doing because this really, really intrigued me. She explains how our intuition kind of started to where we're at now. So some parts I'm going to paraphrase off Tara, but I'm just going to keep it a little bit shorter than she did. So many, many years ago, millions of years ago, we had a smaller skull that consisted of only the limbic brain, which is your intuitive brain, the emotional part of your brain. And then as time went on, the rapid development of the cortex was the single most pivotal moment in cognitive evolution of mankind. So that means our logical brain developed, and that's what kept us alive, because then we knew how to like go and make a fire, catch food, everything like that. So we needed that to evolve. That's what kind of created us. But what happened is we became so disconnected from our limbic brain, which is our intuition. But it just blew my mind that that is where we came from. We evolved from a limbic brain, and that was our home. That's us. And that's why connecting with your intuition is not just something that, oh, like that person's intuitive heart. No, that is our core. That is us. That is why it's so beautiful. And that's why it feels so amazing. So yeah, if you didn't know that, we actually came from completely a limbic brain until we have evolved. But Tara's point in the book was actually saying that we've evolved so far, but that now we've realized we have to reconnect with our intuition in order to move forward compassionately. So that is what we're going to talk about today.
So interesting. I love that fact. Very fascinating. And it makes complete sense why it feels so good to follow your own intuition. Because it's obviously just such a natural thing that you should be doing, that now in like modern day society, we don't do that much. We rely so much on our cortex. We rely so much on that logical part of our brain rather than the limbic brain, the intuitive emotional part of us.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you can go your whole life like not connecting with your intuition, like you can, but it's just not, it's not a very fun, it's not a very beautiful, in-depth way to live. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that if you allow your intuition to guide you, then you live your life incredibly authentically. Like, you are leading from your intuition. If you're leading from your heart, then you are living the life authentic to you. You are following your path. You are following what you have been put in this universe to do. You are following your calling, everything. You're being who you are. When you follow your intuition, it's a very powerful part of us. And us females, we are highly intuitive, and it's a seriously powerful part of ourselves. And we should, yeah, lean into it way more than we do. Right. So before we get into the details of this conversation, because I just know that it's going to go off into so many different areas because the notes we have are just wild. But I want to just define masculine and feminine energies before we start this conversation, because a big part of when you're talking about the intuition is that you are relating a lot to the masculine and feminine energy. So I want to make sure that if anyone hasn't heard of this, these terms before, that they understand this, so then they can get the full benefit of the rest of this conversation. So we both, like, feminine and masculine energies, we both, like, regardless of what your gender is, you have a mix of both. And I know they're called masculine and feminine, obviously male and female, but these energies are not gendered. Like, we both have, we're all genders, any non-binary, whatever you identify as, you have these energies within you. So they're nothing to do with, like, if you're a man, you have more, if you're a woman, you have more. Like, you, we have a mix of both, regardless of what your gender is. You could be a man but have more feminine energy than masculine. You could be a girl that was incredibly masculine energy. It doesn't mean that, like, you're manly and you're, like, I don't know. It doesn't mean that. So, like, feminine energy is, like, super flow, healing, intuitive, surrender, being with what is, just being quite relaxed and flowy through life and really present. And then masculine energy is incredibly logical, strategic. So, like, a good example of, like, the balance of the two is, like, where the masculine is quite logical, strategic, and wants to look at all the steps of how you're going to get somewhere, and like pushes through things. And like, so say you're, like, trying to set up a business, you'd very quite in your masculine energy to get that done. Like, it's, you move forward, you make things happen, you create a lot from the masculine energy. Like, it's very logical. It's and that's where we're saying, like, we live now in a masculine society that is very much run on highly valuing, like, productivity, winning, money. That's all very masculine. But then, like, the feminine energies that you'd have that would balance that out would be how you would also flow with starting your business and just kind of allow things to be how they are and not get too up in the logic, and also surrender slightly to what is, what will be, and you just keep putting in the work and you just know it's going to come, and you're quite flow, you're being present, you're being patient. Like, so it's a balance between the two.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important to remember that I think to go forward in life, you do need to learn your own balance and see, like, if you are more masculine or if you're more feminine, and how you can lean into the different ones in order to kind of, like, get yourself further in life. Because I think to do anything, you do really need a mix of the two. Like, especially, like, for example, if you're starting a new adventure, you need that little bit of logical, but you also need so much feminine energy, because you need to allow and let go, especially when it comes to manifesting, because that's all in your feminine energy, because you're giving your trust to the universe and you're allowing everything to just be as it is. That's completely in your feminine. Yeah, and I think you can really tell how much society is built on a masculine energy in the way that people are praised, I think, because you get praised a lot. Like, say if you've got a promotion, you get a new job, you get a new car, you kind of achieve something, you get praised a lot, but no one actually asks you, like, oh, how is your spiritual journey? Like, you don't really get praised for anything like that. And that just proves that we are kind of wired and we kind of evolve around this very, like, masculine thing. Like, how are you going to get from A to B? How are you going to do this? How are you going to achieve so much? Which is great. But it's also really important to look within and connect to your feminine and see, like, how, like, I always get, like, an angst when people say, like, oh, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, why don't they ask you, how are you? If someone asks you, how is your spiritual journey? Like, that's the kind of questions I want to be asked.
Yeah, people do base a lot of value on, like, what you do, like, what is your job title, like, who are you in this world, in that sense. And it's because our society is very much run on that masculine energy, and a lot of the value of things that in a society we value are placed on masculine energy things. And I think what's been really interesting in this pandemic is that we've been driven and run on this masculine energy of go, 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 do, 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 work, 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 win, 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 make it happen. Yes. And then all of a sudden, boom, everyone stay in your house. You ain't going anywhere. Slow down. All you can do now is go for a walk and read and meditate and watch Netflix and chill. And that's about it, really. Which is incredibly, like, feminine energy. And I just think it's been very interesting to see how a lot of these big, you know, like, things have come out in this, during this time that we've been in this pandemic, like, basically, like, pulling the plasters off the wounds of society. And we've been looking at them and trying to heal them, like, with Black Lives Matter, with all the weird stuff with Donald Trump and with like what I spoke about in the last, in the second to last bonus episode, which was all about the Zoella thing, you know, that caused a big uproar about, you know, how women are being shamed still in society now for getting in touch with their sensuality and the deeper meaning of all of that. And all these things, they're painful for us as a society to look at. And it's just interesting that during this whole time that we've been in this pandemic and we've been at home, we've been required to be still and pushed and forced into a state of stillness by the whole world has globally. There is nobody that's not been affected by this. There's nobody that's not been in quarantine unless you're like literally in, I know that like place like Australia, like pretty much slightly normal now, but like still even then, like they've gone through quarantine and things like that. Like everybody has dealt with this virus at some point and been made to stay inside. And it's just very interesting how all these like big sort of societal wounds, the plasters were ripped off during this time. I think that's because there was this massive need for this like feminine energy, and we were all started to kind of cultivate that feminine energy because we were forced to, because we were being forced to be still. And that when we're in our feminine energy, we can heal. Like it's a very healing energy. So that's why it's actually really important to make sure that you have a balance between the two, because the masculine can be very much like push through it, resilience, go, make it happen. But sometimes you can't live your life entirely like that, because you'll just get burnt out, and you need feminine energy too. Like you need that rest, you need that being present, you need that relaxing time, and you need that feminine energy to allow you to recuperate and heal. And that's really what's happened, I think, in the world, like in the last year during this time, is that there has been a lot of healing that's gone on a big scale in big societal issues like that, but also on a small scale. Like a lot of people have been having big shifts within themselves and reflecting on their lives. Like we've said a million times in this podcast, like how many people have like reflected and changed their life patterns and everything. And that's massively, I think, because the feminine energy that the world is currently now cultivating. And I think you will find this pandemic hard if you don't just lean into that, just lean into the stillness, lean into this feminine energy and just surrender to it. Like just surrender to the fact that this is what the world needs right now. God, I literally sound like a mental hippie right now, but it's like we are going to return to a masculine society again, like soon, once this pandemic's done, like everyone will be back out there, like back in real life, back out there. You know, the economy will be back going and it will be different again. So it's not going to stay as it is now, where it's quite, I feel like it's really swayed more to the feminine energy side, the way the world is now. It's not going to be like this forever. So you may as well just lean into it, surrender to it and enjoy it and get what you need to get from it now, because it is going to change again. It'll become more masculine again. And then you'll recognize a need for that feminine energy when it switches back. So yeah, I think if anybody's kind of like struggling as well a little bit in this pandemic with, I know sometimes my masculine energy comes out and I'm like, I'm not doing enough. Like, why am I not grinding so hard? Why am I not like hustling and burning myself out? Because that's what I used to do. So you kind of, you know, that's what you value as being normal. But, you know, that isn't really normal. You need to have a balance. So yeah, just lean into it, surrender to it, and just enjoy it and get what you need to get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like a lot of people in this lockdown in this pandemic have really reflected on themselves. And if you're one of those people that think like you love working, like you always love like go, that is your masculine energy. And I feel like this masculine and feminine energy is literally never spoken about. Like I only heard about it like, I mean, not that long ago. But like, yeah, I feel like same. It makes so much sense. You know, like the people that listen to this, if you've not actually heard of it before, you think, that makes so much sense. Because sometimes I think when you're on overdrive in one of them, that's when you can end up like burning out, like if you're totally in your masculine. But yeah, I think that's why it's really great. Well, great that we had this pandemic. There were some positives from it, such as slowing down, reflecting, thinking, am I my masculine, my feminine? And like you said, yeah, just like absorbing it all. But I also think it's beautiful because I think we obviously are going to go back to quite a masculine society. But I think this pandemic is also giving us a huge wake-up call. And I think going forward, we are really, as a culture, everyone's going to lean slightly more into the feminine. And I feel like women, we're waking up to our goddess energy, our feminine. That's what makes it such an exciting time to be alive. So that is one really great thing that has come out of this pandemic, if anything.
Yeah, it's really, I agree with you. I don't think we'll go back completely to like the masculine world, a masculine energy world that it was before. I think we will definitely all bring in some of this feminine energy back with us because we've got so kind of used to it. But it's very, very important to understand what these energies are and recognize where yours are at so you can kind of like balance between the two yourself. Like it's just another step to becoming more self-aware, to understanding yourself more. And like, you know, if you are trying to push through things and you're feeling like massive resistance, and it's not resistance on the sense that you're like procrastinating and to just self-sabotage it or whatever, but it's like resistance because it's not right now and you need to rest more or whatever, like being aware of that and being aware that it's your masculine energy like massively driving you and that you need to bring your feminine into the picture and balance out more can be really therapeutic to you and really helpful. And at the same time, like you can let your feminine energy overrun you and you can just be chilling a bit too much, and then because you do need that masculine energy too, you know, neither energies are like, you know, one isn't better than the other, but we have always grown up predominantly with a value placed on the masculine energy, so that's what we all lean into more. But there's beauty in the feminine, and yeah, you don't want to allow yourself to be too feminine and like you're just hanging about all the time, like, because you do need to do things in life, you do need to obviously work and like make progress, that's important too. So it's all about balancing both of them.
So the reason why we're banging on about feminine and masculine energy is because it's really important when it comes to your intuition. So leaning more into your feminine energy is what's going to help you connect to your intuition. So if you're actually unsure what we're talking about when we even talk about intuition, I feel like your intuition is the little whispers. We always say there's the little whispers from the universe. And the more you work on connecting with your intuition and connecting to the inner guidance within yourself, the more you will receive these messages, the more you will know what path to take in life. And usually your intuition is not logical. So that's why it's like the difference from the masculine, because it's not a logical. Usually you'll get messages from your intuition, or you'll get like a feeling about someone and it's not logical and you can't quite work it out. But we want to talk to you about the importance of following your intuition, because your intuition is what helps everything work out. Your intuition is where you manifest from. So if you have a vision and then you ask your intuition to guide you, you're always going to end up in the right place.
Yeah, it's really beautiful how it can take you on this really amazing life journey if you just surrender to it and allow it. And yeah, it is going to tell you to do scary things sometimes, like quit your job or dump your poopy boyfriend or I don't know. Go traveling across on the other side of the world. Like it is going to tell you to do things that are quite scary at times, but it's the more that you listen to it on like a micro level, the more you like trust it, the more you like listen and act on it on like a micro level, the more you trust it, then the more you can follow it to make bigger choices, like the more powerful like you literally become. Like we've always been taught to look outside of ourselves for the answers, like to look outside of ourselves for approval, for love. And actually, like it's time to just bet on ourselves. Like it's time to just look inwards for all that we need and listen to our inner guidance system and listen to our intuition, because we've all got one. It just, some people's is louder or quieter than others purely based on how much they've listened to it, like whether they're allowing themselves that place of stillness to even hear those whispers, and if they're tuning into like, you know, be open to hearing them. Like some people, and I've certainly done this as well, like when you are proper in your masculine energy, you really shut off from things like that because it isn't logical, and you just like, no, here's the path, here's the 10-step guide to success, this is what I'm going to do, whatever. But actually, like your intuition is an incredible guiding compass to follow to live a very authentic, original, successful, game-changing life, because it's your like deep inner knowing, and nobody else knows that. No, you can't follow somebody else's path to create that. But and like we said at the beginning, like we were originally as humans operated purely from that part of our brain, and that's why it feels really nice and you get really nice results in your life when you do listen and follow your intuition.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it really doesn't make sense sometimes. Like you might come up with a decision and you're like, this doesn't really make sense to me, but your intuition is telling you that. And then it especially may not make sense to the people around you. And I think that's where people kind of fall sometimes, because they have this kind of like calling to do a certain thing. Or I feel like it happens a lot with like careers. Like they might be in a career for a while and then they want a career change because they're being drawn to something else. And a lot of the time it doesn't make sense to other people. And I think that's what keeps us kind of small in a way, makes us protect ourselves and kind of retreat back and think, oh, well, this isn't making sense. And we're kind of like put into a corner of be like, be with your logical brain. But really, mm-hmm. we have to really, really trust ourselves. And through like meditation, journey, and everything we're going to talk about, that is how you can build the trust. So then even if you have some wild idea from your intuition and it sounds crazy and people are like, what, you don't even like question what they're saying, like it really doesn't matter. Like once you make best friends with your intuition and you know that you're on the right path, it doesn't matter what the people around you are saying, anything like that. You just know that you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, do you know who's got a really beautiful story about following their intuition? And you can go listen to it on our podcast. I think it's episode 18 with Breathe with James, who we also brought up in our last episode where we spoke about the meditation. But he explained at the beginning of that episode how, because he had a job at a really big like marketing, some sort of marketing agency or something in London, like a very prestigious kind of job that people would kind of, you know, jump through hoops to get. And he performed very well there. And he was getting this like intuitive calling to quit. But he didn't really know why. And he handed in his notice 3 times before he actually followed through with actually quitting. And then I think he went away, went on silent retreats and things like that. And then he discovered breathwork. And then he came back and became a breathwork teacher. And now he changes lives of hundreds of thousands of people every single day through his practice that he shares online. And, you know, he didn't know at the time of him quitting that that's where he was going to end up and that he was going to bring this super powerful, important gift to the world, especially during a time in 2020, which is when he, you know, really started his business properly and he really started to take off, because it just coincided with the fact that there was a global need for it, a need for people to be doing breath work and managing their anxiety whilst they were stuck at home. And he couldn't see that on the end of his, like on the other end of when he was looking down his little future telescope and his intuition was saying jump. He could not see that that was on the other side, but how much he trusted it led him to such a beautiful place that now so many people in the world are benefiting from his gift. And yeah, I just love that so much, and it's just such a beautiful example of how your life can be when you lead from your heart.
Yeah, I actually love that you've just said that, because that is so true. I feel like your intuition says, okay, ready to go, before you can see what's in front of you. Like you have to go before you're ready. And I think that's with everything in life. Like you're never going to be ready, you just have to take the leap. Because I feel like that's always when you hear stories of people following their intuition, they're never like, so I followed my intuition and I knew exactly where I was heading. Like you never know where you're heading. You just have to trust the magic of life and just know that things will unfold. As long as you hold a vision and you follow your intuition, you literally have nothing to worry about. And that is like the beauty of the feminine, is like knowing where you're heading, but surrendering and letting go.
Yeah, that's literally so important. Like you just need to surrender control, stop trying to exercise control over everything, because really we never have full control over anything in our lives. And the sooner we realize that, the happier we're going to be. And it's about living and embracing the uncertainty of life, being open to the beauty and the magic for things to unfold as they're going to unfold, and trust that everything that's meant to you is coming for you. But by making your decisions confidently and not from a place of fear is by following your inner guidance system and following your intuition, because you can never see, even when you're trying to be logical, you can never guarantee that that outcome is going to happen. But if you're leading from your intuition, your innate, pure, like guide that's always been within you and always been within all of us since we were the dawn of time of humans, then you're never going to make the wrong choice. Like you're always going to end up where you need to be.
Also, it's worth saying that when you do this work, connecting with your intuition, you're not always going to feel amazing. You're probably going to feel quite conflicted and quite confused at times. But it's one of those things that once you start working on connecting with your intuition and you start healing, you almost can't turn around. You can't just think, actually, I'm just going to give this up. You're on that way to a more beautiful life. And the end goal of kind of becoming your own best friend and creating a life of your desires, which you know you're worthy of, that is so worth like the confusion or like the end of relationships, the end of friendships, the end of careers. It's so worth it. But you can't, yeah, you can't expect everything to just be like amazing, like, oh, I'm in touch with my intuition, I know what I'm doing, blah, blah. It's like it takes work and it takes learning to get to know yourself in a way. But I think that's beautiful. Like that is what life is about, getting to know yourself as a person and just like connecting to your inner self.
Yeah, like I had a really clear experience of this last year, which I'll obviously share with you guys now. But because the last time we spoke about this was we did an episode about gut instinct and our like really we called it chilling experiences with our intuition, because they were like really intuitive, like weird, like future projecting kind of things, like where your intuition is doing alarm bells and it's telling you something because like you're either walking into danger or like there's something bad going on. But when we recorded that episode, I was going through a point in my life where my intuition was screaming at me to do something and I was so scared to do it. So I was on like 24/7 anxiety. Like I couldn't control my anxiety. And, you know, I used to have really uncontrollable anxiety when I was like 17, and I fully mastered it, and now I never really get anxious at all. So this was really out of character for me to be feeling this anxious all the time. I was like, what is going on? And when I'm ignoring my intuition, it does scream at me with anxiety. And I think when you become more aware of like observing your like patterns of feelings and emotions and behavior in accordance with what's going on in your life and what you're, how you're dealing with yourself, and you start to notice things like that. But I was literally feeling so anxious all the time because I was fully ignoring what my intuition was telling me to, because it was so scary. It was telling me to basically uproot my whole life and quit and stop doing what I'd spent the last 4 years doing. And it wasn't until I decided to just do it that then that obviously anxiety subsided and it all worked out fine. But we recorded that episode, and I that episode was the final pushing point for me, because I was like, how the hell can I come onto a podcast and say follow your gut when I'm ignoring mine right now because it's so scary? And that actually, I'm so glad we did that episode, because that just pushed me to be like, do you know what, how, like, no, because I will never come on here and say things that I don't do. Like I'll never lie to you. I will never say things that I do not mean. So literally, I think like a couple of days after I basically had quit my job. So quit my job to pursue my entrepreneurship dreams and to move out of London, because I'd lived there for 4 years. And you know what's really interesting? Like London's an incredibly like masculine energy place. Like it's hustle, 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 grind, work, city life. And at certain points, like I love that because I was so in my masculine energy and that's what I wanted to do. And it's just interesting how as I got older, like I was feeling the need to balance that out more and my feminine energy to be more there. And I was starting to not feel aligned with living there anymore, even though it was a place that, you know, I used to love. And where Abby was saying before that it's not always easy, you know, following your intuition. It's not always comfortable. Like it's really not. And it sometimes your intuition is leading you away from things that you used to love, that you used to find so much joy in and absolutely adore. And it's so confusing why you're now being drawn and called to go in a different way. And you're like, no, I used to love this. Like, I still like it. Why are you trying to move me away from it? Like, and it's, you know, in life is about living outside of your comfort zone and moving with the flows of life and going into new chapters and embracing change. And I was like, growth in with your intuition can be really uncomfortable. You can be letting go of things that, you know, you still love, but you know it's time to move on. Like I did not hate my job at all. I absolutely loved my job. It was so much fun, but I was getting these huge intuitive callings to move on and do something else. And you know what's so amazing is, so I decided to quit and permanently move out of London, and I now live back where I grew up. In the north of England, and I had spent 4 years in London, so I spent a long time there. And what is so amazing is like I quit my job with like no income. Like I didn't have another job to go to, but I just was really being called to just do it and jump 2 feet into like my plans to set up a business and all this stuff. So I had like no income to go to at that point, but I just was being so called to do it. So I just did it. And then literally like a few days after I quit my job, like then I bumped into my old manager that I used to work for like years ago in the supermarket and told her, and she was like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know, I'm going to figure it out. And she then a few days later was like, oh, I've got like a freelance work from home job opportunity for you if you want. I was like, yeah. So like, there you go. Like there's another little job. And then literally like a couple weeks later, the podcast started monetizing. It started to get sponsors. And that was never like in our, like we knew that it would eventually do that, but we didn't know when. And what's really amazing about following your intuition, even though when it's really scary, you make these jumps, the universe or whatever you want to call it, it always supports you. Like you make these jumps and you jump into the unknown. You jump off the cliff basically, and then a bird just swoops under you and catches you and helps you fly. When you step out and follow your intuition and make bold moves, like things emerge, opportunities emerge that were not there before, that you couldn't see before, to help you on your journey, because you are doing what you're meant to do. Like we live in a friendly universe that supports us and wants us to do what we were put on this earth to do. So when you're like doing that, even when it's really scary, you will always be supported.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's so important what we're saying about is like you have to take the leap before you're ready. Because even just in the sense of the law of attraction, like if you're taking that leap, like for example, you leaving your job when you didn't have anything to necessarily go to, you're saying to the universe and you're emitting that frequency that I am ready to receive new things. Like I'm ready for the next part of my life. So things are always going to come to you because you're showing that you're worthy of that. Whereas I think if people always live in a fear mindset and think, well, I can't do this because of that, and well, this is comfortable, and always like thinking of the payoffs instead of what you're actually going to get from leaving, you're going to emit a frequency that you're not worthy of it, and then nothing's going to come and you're just not going to move forward.
Before we continue with the episode, guys, just want to quickly let you know about the people that make this podcast possible. Our sponsor, BetterHelp. We love being sponsored by BetterHelp. We're so proud that we work with a company whose mission it is to help you start living a happier life from today.
Yeah, so BetterHelp is a professional online counseling service, and they'll set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. They also have a huge range of expertise, so whatever it is that you need, they will have a therapist for you. And if it turns out that you're not too keen on your therapist, you can actually change for free.
Yeah, it's a professional, secure online counseling service available for clients all over the world, and you can access your account at any time and always message your therapist and get a really quick response. So easy to communicate with them, to set up weekly video or phone sessions. You literally get the professional support and guidance from a really highly qualified therapist from the comfort of your own home, which is perfect. Given the current COVID restrictions, you don't need to travel anywhere and you can be seen in under 2 days, which if you've ever tried to get therapy through the NHS or something like that, you know it can take a really long time. So this is like record speed for getting you signed up with somebody.
Yeah, and it's also way more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. There are over a million people using BetterHelp today, and you can go and check out the reviews at betterhelp.com/reviews.
And as you all know, because this is something that I've spoken about really openly on the podcast before, I've been to therapy before twice in my life, and it's literally been game changing. It's such an amazing investment. You get the investment you make in yourself, in the time and the money that you would spend on therapy, you literally get it back like times a thousand through how you feel, your improved relationships, confidence, everything. Like it's so amazing. Therapy is literally just like taking your mind to the gym. It's really, really powerful to have somebody objectively who's a professional and that you can bounce off your thoughts and really just make sense of where you might be at currently in your life. So if you are ready to go on the therapy journey and you would like a little discount, BetterHelp are giving our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. So not only is it way more affordable than traditional offline counseling, you're also going to get an additional discount on top. So the last time I went to therapy was the end of 2019, and it was face-to-face therapy, and For 1 hour, I was paying £200. For BetterHelp, you can get like a whole month's worth of sessions. So like, say you go for 1 hour a week, 4 weeks, it will cost you the same. So there's a really significant price difference. And obviously you can also get the 10% off on top. The big difference in price is nothing to do with quality. It's just the fact that obviously it's an online service. They're a huge global company and they really want to make therapy accessible to all. So that is why the price is where it's at. So yeah, just go to the link in our show notes, betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. And just go through there and you'll get the discount applied straight away to your account and you can get going. But yeah, that's all for now. And we'll get back on with the episode. Yeah. I just want to clarify. So where I've just shared like my own example there, I was obviously as well in a situation where I could also do that because my family were happy for me to come and back live with them. So I could more freely decide to take that risk of quitting my job because I wasn't living in a city paying rent in an apartment anymore. So I think like when you hear stories like that, I just wanted to share that example with you because I want to show how when you follow it, like opportunities come to you that weren't there before to support you in doing what you're being like intuitively called and guided to do, and that it's always worth taking the risk to step out and do it. But there's so many people like online and stuff that are sharing like, this is how I did this and build this business and became really successful from this. And they never obviously divulge the circumstances of their life. And those circumstances have a massive impact on the progress that they've made. And everybody's life is very different. Like, I'm just incredibly lucky that I had a family environment that was nice for me to come back to, that I was happy to be here and that I could thrive in, and that my family was happy to have me back here. Like, I know that there's some people that who couldn't go and move back into their family home and couldn't go and don't have a family that's going to come back and welcome with open arms, like after they've already moved out. So I just wanted to put a little note in there as well. Like, don't ever like compare what you're doing and like where you're going with somebody else's like story, because you never know like their circumstances that might have hindered or helped them, and you always have your own thing, but you just have to work with the life that you have and focus exactly on you and follow your own intuition. I think that also generally is what's so amazing about following your intuition, is that you just are so much more tunnel visioned on you. And when you can trust yourself more, bet on yourself more and listen to your intuition more, you stop looking outside of yourself for the answers. You stop looking at other people for what they're doing and thinking, oh, okay, I'll do that because they've done that well and it's worked for them, so I'll try that. You know, you can obviously learn things from people, but there's so much power in you just doing what you want to do, like just following your own thing in life, because that is how you become original. That is how you become authentically you. That's how you become a game changer. You know, if you want to build the next Gymshark, sure, you could look at Ben Francis and look at what he's done and follow his blueprint, and you would probably have success from it, but you would have more success from just following your own intuitive guidance system of how you want to do business, how you want to run your thing. And that applies to any other area of your life that you're being intuitively guided to do. Like, there's so much power in just betting on yourself and listening to yourself to bring originality into the world.
Also, while we're just sharing our stories on our intuition, I just want to tell you a little bit about mine. So this happened like not long ago at all. You guys know, I think I spoke about it on the podcast, how I was like made redundant a few months ago. It really wasn't that long ago. And it's really funny because I only graduated 1 year ago, so I'd only been working for like a year and a bit, and once I lost my job, like my logical brain was like, okay, so what can I do next? Like, where can I get a full-time job? So I started like applying for these jobs, and I literally just did not have any motivation to apply for these jobs. Like, nothing was exciting me, nothing was drawing me in, and I kept coming back to this quote where it says, where attention goes, energy flows. And I was like, what am I really enjoying doing right now? And I knew for a fact, I literally love doing this podcast. I love researching everything to do, everything we talk about. Like, that is just pure happiness to me. And I think that what we were saying before about the ego and like leaning into your feminine, dropping the ego, dropping the logical mind. I had to drop the logical mind a lot there. And I had to drop my ego because my ego was saying, you've just studied 3 years. Well, actually way more than 3 years. You just studied a long time doing fashion. And my ego was saying, if you don't get a job in fashion now, people are literally going to think you're stupid. Like, what the hell are you doing? But my actual intuition was saying, just do what makes you happy. Just go with what you want to do. And at the time of that, my mum and that were like, oh, how's the jobs going, applying for jobs? And we were like, the podcast was just as it was. We didn't have a sponsor. We knew good things were coming, but we weren't making money off it or anything like that. And I literally, one day I said, mum, I'm just not going to apply for jobs. I was like, I just don't want to. My intuition is telling me that everything is fine. And then since that moment, I put all my energy into the podcast. Well, we both did. And that is when our podcast has like really flourished. Like, it's really grown in like the last month or two ever since then. And that was fully my intuition. And I just had to drop that ego, drop the idea of like, it doesn't matter. Because I think this is a huge thing as well, because I actually experienced this when I used to work part-time. There was like these older people that worked there, and there was older people and younger people. And the older people used to always say, oh, some people like go to uni and then they finish and then they don't even do like what they were meant to do, da 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 da. And I remember that used to annoy me from day one, because I just thought, how dare you? I don't think you have to do what you go. If you go to uni and you do something, you don't have to do it afterwards. Like, I would never ever be in the place I am right now if I did not study fashion at uni. Like, I loved every single part of it, and it made me who I am today, and it actually made me way more intuitive. It made me lean into like the self-development world way more, and it got me from where I was to where I am now. So I think if you're in that kind of like crossroads where like you're like, oh, but I've been in this career for that long, or I've always said this is my interest, and now all of a sudden I want to do something totally different, just drop the ego. Like, it honestly doesn't matter. All that matters is that you follow your path in life and you do what your intuition is calling you to do. So that's what I did. I followed my intuition, and I thought, right now, I mean, maybe in the future I'll work within fashion, because I still love it. But right now I don't want to work within fashion. I want to do what my calling is. And then that's when everything flourished. I had to take that leap. I had no idea the sponsors were coming, everything like that. But I was so chilled about it. Literally everyone was like, are you freaking out? You've not got a job. And I was like, no, I'm literally not freaking out at all, because I trust my inner guidance so much.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. Thank you for sharing that personal story. I feel like a lot of people are very much going to benefit from hearing that. And when you decide what you want to do at uni, obviously, even just to choose fashion, some people are like, fashion, like, come on, get a proper degree, whatever. Like, who cares? Do whatever you want to do. Even just to choose that, like, obviously, you're intuitively guided to choose that. But so many people choose a degree when they're... you literally like 17, I think, when you start applying for uni, if you don't take a gap year or anything. How on earth are you going to know what you want to do with the rest of your life when you're 17? Also, newsflash, you don't even know what you're going to do with the rest of your life when you're in your mid-20s and when you're 30s. Like, we are ever-changing humans. We are multifaceted human beings that constantly change, and we should never be put in a box, and we should never put ourselves in a box. And that masculine energy very much... The masculine energy of society, of the logic, work, what do you do, what's your title, that's your worth, is very much putting you in a box. And actually, when you lean into your feminine energy and your intuition, you are guided to do beautiful things that light your soul on fire, and from that you receive massive success, because when you're aligned, everything comes to you. And what's really funny is that, so I'd finished my job, and then I came to visit you, and we went away together to the countryside, and then we came back, and then you got a call saying, honey, you ain't got the job no more, literally a week after like I'd left mine. And it's just crazy. It's pretty really funny actually that it happened at the same time. Because, and that you then just did listen to your intuition and just thought, look, I'm just going to focus on the podcast because I absolutely love doing it. And then obviously, because I then wasn't working full time, I obviously had so much more time to do it as well. And literally through our united energies being aligned and following our intuition that we are meant to be doing this right now, it's boomed. Like, it's gone, like, there's so many more of you guys now. There's loads more finders. It's really funny, like, when we look back on our graph, like, our download numbers stayed the same every month for 6 months. But even then, we were absolutely buzzing with it. We thought, this is so sick. Like, yes, we were grateful for every single download even then. And then it came to when we both left our jobs in November, our first month of where we both didn't work full time at all, when we'd run this podcast. And the numbers went freaking crazy, and they've gone crazy and crazier every single month, and long may it continue, because it's very nice to see. But it's really funny, the sort of exponential growth, if you want to call it that, or whatever, like just how much more magnetized you are for success when you are aligned and when you're following your intuition, when you're living and leading from your heart, and just really doing what feels right. Like everything comes to you because you're just in flow, and it's meant to be that way. So you get everything to support you to keep doing that.
Yeah, the universe loves it when you trust, and I think it rewards you when you trust, when you take the leap and you go before you're ready. That's when the universe rewards you. And I feel like that sounds really woo-woo, but I'm just going to go with it because it's true. And you'll see it in your own life. If you start taking those leaps before you're ready, you will see the universe supporting you.
No, it is very true. And now that I've had quite a few experiences now where I allowed my intuition to make the call of what I was going to do at crossroads in my life, I trust it so much more now. I'm like literally living in perfect harmony with it. It's my best friend. So now I really spend a lot less of my time living in fear, whereas I used to spend a lot of my time living in fear of what's going to happen, what's the future, blah, blah, blah. Whereas now, like I don't know what's on the future. Like I kind of know what's coming in the next few months, but I don't know what's going to happen next year or the year after that, the year after that. I mean, none of us do, but sometimes you feel like you kind of know, but I don't know. And actually it doesn't freak me out. I never get scared. I'm just like, yeah, but look where I've been guided to now. And I'm like, I've followed it and I'm very happy with it. So I know that I will just be, if I keep following it, then I'll end up somewhere even more beautiful and amazing. And it's just like, it's about holding that optimism in your life. Like I know that we're always incredibly optimistic on this podcast, and I hope that rubs off on you guys, because being a eternal optimist is very, very good way to be. So if you're holding that optimism for the future whilst also listening to your intuition and trusting it and letting it to guide you, like you're just going to be led to the perfect places for you. And you can just sit back, you can enjoy the ride, you can be in your feminine energy, you can just flow and be present and absorb every day and love it, because you know that this is how it's meant to be and you're meant to be here. And anywhere you're going in the future, you don't even need to worry about it, because you just know it's meant for you and it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think as well, if you do have like a question in your head and you can't quite figure out, and you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, I really need to listen to my intuition. Your intuition always has the answer. You just have to silence the mind and silence the thoughts, silence the fear. And I think this is most effectively done through things like meditation, which you know how much we love meditation. Because when you're in that meditation, you can connect with your intuition, and you'll always know the answer is deep inside you, but you'll also have the realization that you can't necessarily make the wrong decision. Whatever you decide to do, you're always going to end up where you're supposed to go. So it really takes off the pressure. Like nothing is worth worrying about that much. Like your life is not going to crumble to pieces if you make this decision or this decision. You just have to really just silence the mind, connect with your intuition, and you will know. And especially you will know if you find yourself always asking for advice on something, that means you know the answer, because you're actually waiting to see if they're going to prove you wrong. So if you find yourself one of those people that are always asking for advice, you just need to silence the mind. You need to get it from within, because your intuition is trying to tell you.
Yeah, you literally do have all the answers within. And when you're saying actually about meditation, one thing I've been doing quite a lot recently is like spirit guide meditations. And I've done them before in the past, because it's Gabby Bernstein's got an amazing one on her Instagram. And I will link it in the show notes so that you can go and try it out yourself. It's like 15 minutes and it's really powerful. And it's basically where you like channel to get a message from your spirit guides. But I mean, when it comes to these spirit guide things, it can be a spirit guide, it could be an angel, it can be whatever the hell you want, or it can just be your intuition. You're just getting a message. Like it's up to you to decide where it's coming from, but it just allows you to silence the logical mind and hear what you need to hear. And when I've done them in the past, like I've done them years ago, when I was having those little first initial whispers to basically do the transition and the changes of my life that I've done now, but this was a couple of years ago. So I was not ready to actually do it at that point. I was too scared. I didn't have the bravery to do it then. But, I would do this spirit guide meditation by Gabby Bernstein and get like this message to do what I've done now. And, I would ignore it at the time. So, I mean, it's not like you can get the message, but if you don't act on it, that's kind of pointless exercise. But now I do it now, and I like actually act on what it says and then allow it to like guide me more. It's, you get these like incredible, beautiful messages. It's very like, cause you just stream of conscious journal after, and I can't even explain it. And you can, the same way with crystals, if you believe they work, then they work. If you believe they don't, then they don't. Like, it's the same with things like this, but actually doing these like spirit guide meditations where you're really channeling like your intuition and stuff is super powerful for hearing what you need to hear when, cause honestly, it isn't your logical mind speaking. It's not you just telling yourself like what you want to hear. It's genuinely like what you need to hear, because whatever I get, it's never like, I've thought this up before this meditation. I knew I was going to write this. Like, I never knew I was going to write it. And I always look back after and I'm like, whoa, did that come out of my mouth? Like, did I write that down? But it's super powerful. So if you obviously can meditate just normally, but if you want to take it to a new level, then do try spirit guide meditations. It's not scary. It's not like talking to ghosts or anything like that. It's not weird. It's literally just like channeling the whispers of the universe.
Yeah, they're really powerful. I think another huge, huge one for connecting with your intuition is journaling. Because I don't know about you, Grace, but whenever I journal, I literally talk to myself in a way. Well, I talk to the universe, but I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to source, but I'm talking to so many different things. But I'm like my own best friend. I'm telling myself what I want to hear, and I'm telling myself my dreams. And I think the act of literally putting your pen to paper and writing out your thoughts is so powerful, and things come out that you wouldn't necessarily say in your mind or say out loud, but they will come out on that piece of paper. And I honestly just rate journaling so much. Like, whenever I think back on my self-development journey, and so like at the minute I'm like into journaling, but I want to get more into it than I usually am, because when I think back on like the last few years, whenever I felt super, super connected to my intuition and really, really good is when I've been journaling every day. And that is every day, whether it's a few words, a few pages, whatever. Every day I showed up for myself and I journaled. And it honestly, it just makes you feel like you have so much guidance, because your intuition is guiding you through that journal. Like, it's honestly incredible. So if you really want to start connecting more with your intuition, I would say journal every single day.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. It's just powerful to live in harmony with your intuition. I know that we've spoken a lot in this episode about your intuition in terms of like guiding you on big life moves and stuff. But where I have allowed my intuition to do that, and it's, you know, it's worked out well for me. Now that I'm like trusting it so much more, like we literally are like working in perfect harmony together, me and my best friend, my intuition. And it's now actually guiding like my healing journey, and it's showing, not like, I don't mean healing as in there's something really wrong with me. I mean, we all have things that like we need to heal. We've all got shadows. We've all got parts of ourselves that are like are painful memories or things from the past that we've repressed that we need to look at and address so that we can like fully be ourselves and feel amazing and enjoy life and not be held back subconsciously or consciously by things that have happened to us in the past. So my intuition now has been like fully leading me to look into my own shadows and look at parts of me, things from my childhood and painful things that I would have been way too scared to look at before. But now like I'm kind of running into my shadows with open arms and like fully embracing that part of me. And I'm ready to heal it, because I like fully trust my intuition would only take me there if I needed to go there. And it really has helped. And it's really helped me heal things that I would have been way too scared to look at before and probably wouldn't have even really logically put together that I needed to look at. And it's really just taken me to a deeper level of like self-love that I've never experienced before. And I know that we've spoke about self-love loads in this podcast. We've done like episodes purely just about it. But honestly, like following your intuition is a huge part of that self-love journey, because you're saying to yourself, like, I'm betting on you, I'm trusting you. We're going to work together and live together, like, and own our shit and like be together. And then when you do that, then it allows you to also, it guides you through like that healing journey to maybe heal things that you need to heal so that you can love yourself even more. And it's a very beautiful experience. There's just so many like reasons why you should live following your intuition. Like, it far outweighs the potential risk of the unknown. and yeah, the risk of maybe things going wrong, if you think they're going to go wrong, whatever, it far outweighs the risk and the fear of the unknown, just to take those jumps and listen to it and let it guide you.
Exactly. I can't think of any reason why anybody shouldn't follow their intuition. As always, we've completely sold it.
So yeah, guys, I hope we have sold you hard on the power of just following your own intuition and the power of betting on yourself. We're going to wrap up the episode there with the quote of the week. And this week's quote is, "Intuition is a sacred gift you were born with, innate within every cell of your being. Follow it and allow your soul to carry out your highest expression in life."
That is just beautiful. Rounds up.
Beautiful and perfectly summarizes everything that we've just spent an hour of your life telling you. Well, yeah, thank you very much for joining us on this episode today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave us some feedback on Apple Podcasts and write us a review if you did. And subscribe on there as well so you don't ever miss an episode. And follow us as well on Spotify if you listen on there so you never, ever, ever miss an episode. We release them every single Wednesday.
Yeah, don't forget, guys, we have our brand new sponsor as well. So if you do have any questions at all about Skillshare, then go and drop us a DM and we'll be very happy to answer. And also, we have set up a Buy Me Coffee. So you can find us at buymecoffee.com/findingyourfeet. And this is basically set up to just give back to the creatives that you love. So if you just want to buy us a coffee towards the production of our podcast, don't feel like you have to, but we would be so, so grateful if you just go and show some support and let us know how much you love us, because we love yours a bit.
We do. We love you guys. But yeah, it's just a nice little gesture if you feel like you've got value from the content that we've put out and you just want to make a little nice gesture to show your appreciation. So thank you in advance to everybody that does, and thank you to the amazing people that already have.
Yes. And also, guys, do not forget our meditations. We're absolutely loving the feedback. We're loving doing our own meditations. And also the affirmations are on the website, so you can go and check them out. We have different bundles. We have affirmations and meditations for everything that you will possibly need. So go and check those out and go and zen out through those meditations.
Yeah, they've been relaxing you all. They've been giving you shivers, even reducing some of you to tears. So yeah, the feedback, it really speaks for itself on all of them. So go and grab your meditations and affirmations. The link is in the show notes. And also, if you like listening to this episode, but you'd love to watch it, we do upload all of our main Wednesday big episodes on to our YouTube channel. So you can go and subscribe on there. It's Finding Your Feet. The podcast is the channel name. Link's in the show notes. You can go and subscribe on there if you prefer to watch these conversations rather than just listen to the audio.
And don't forget to come and follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. Send us a DM. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you took away from this episode. We'd love to chat.
Yes, we love chatting to you guys on Instagram. Instagram's our main hub, so that's where we are every single day of the week. You don't need to wait until every Wednesday to hear from me and Abby. And also, join our mailing list, guys, if you want to receive a positive Monday morning wisdom-filled email in landing into your inbox. Just subscribe in the link in the bio. Not the bio, the show notes.
And that is all from us. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and we will see you next week.
Bye.